March 12th, 2020. This is the Fairburn Development Authority special call meeting. The time is 6:32 p.m. I do have present on the DA board is Mr. Rufus Wells, Carolyn Hodges, Pastor Janita Jones, Carol Berry, and David Orr. We do have a quorum. I do have staff present, Randy Turner, City Administrator Dennis Stroud, Economic Development Director Kalanis Johnson, Director of Planning Tarika Peaks, and Erica Birdsong Miller. And we also do have representatives from Landmark Christian School. So do I have a motion to approve? I don't have the agenda. To approve the agenda?
Erica was going to get copies of it.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
All right. Do I
second?
Second? Okay. Motion was placed on the floor by Rufus Wells, second by Carolyn Hodges. Yeah, Carolyn Hodges. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. All right. Okay, we do have discussion and action on Landmark Christian School, or is it school or academy?
School.
School, okay. Their bond inducement. Would you like to step forward?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. I can keep this real short or can talk longer, it's up to you. We're here looking forward to asking the authority to consider a resolution authorizing the issuance of the note. We're sorry this has resulted in a third meeting for the EDA and your inconvenience. We are, however, very grateful for you in considering acting as a non-recourse participant in this financing, meaning when you issue the note to my employer, UCB, that causes that note to be tax exempt, which allows us to charge an interest rate that's about 25% less than it otherwise would be. So a tremendous amount of savings for the school and makes a project of this sort possible. The project that we're here discussing is a new high school for the campus, which will be a great benefit in terms of student capacity and in terms of continuing to promote Landmark's version of education. I can take any of your questions, or I can say more if you'd like.
Anyone have
I think that's sufficient.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I do have questions, so well, I was giving my board first. Okay. On the And I'll try to make this as fast as possible, or painless as possible. I guess I'm, and Randy, counselor, probably need to fill me in. But on the project financing agreement, I am, please clarify, that wasn't the one I wanted to start with, but anyway, on the project financing agreement, on item C, under section 3, payment of or reimbursement of the authority, the bondholder or the borrower for the legal and accounting fees. So will the authority be responsible for the notices, the TEFRA? Will we be responsible for the payment, or will Landmark?
Payment for the cost of the public hearing.
Yeah, the cost of the publication.
Yes, Landmark indemnifies the authority for any ordinary or necessary costs incurred in processing this financing, so you won't be held responsible.
Okay. All righty. And my notes on the personal guarantee agreement. Okay, the total cost of the project shouldn't be no less than 11.2 mil, correct? 11,250?
11 million?
Right,
11 million. I don't have that. I'm sorry, this is a personal guarantee you're referring to?
Uh-huh.
And in it, it's referring to the total project cost?
Yes.
Yes, and what's the question, if I may ask?
The question is, now I, on that, are you including the bond that we induced last year into this 11 million, or is that additional?
That's separate and distinct. That 5 million was spent on refinancing existing debt, and a small amount was used for a project. That's not being refinanced, nor is it a part of the total project cost, which is $11 million. Now, of that new high school, which costs that amount, we're financing about $6,750,000.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is the capital campaign collections year to date on the capital campaign.
Okay.
But those things are very separate. The $5 million previous financing is distinctly separate from the high school, which will cost just over $11 million.
Okay. And I see where the Moody's will contribute $2,840,000.
Yes.
That's their part of their pledge.
Okay. Question. What is the Moody's relationship to Landmark?
Mrs. Moody is the president of the board for Landmark,
mm-hmm.
and they have children that have or are currently attending Landmark.
Okay.
She and her husband have the resources to be able to make that sort of contribution.
Now, will that contribution defray some of the cost of the $11 million?
Yes, and more particularly, it will prepay when those pledge will be paid in installments over a period of time, and as those installments are collected, they will be used to pay down this $6,750,000 note.
Okay, so in essence,
that's why this note is only 7 years.
Okay.
Normally, we wouldn't finance a building with a 7-year note.
Okay. That was going to be one of my other questions. And on here, on article, well, under...
And you're in the personal guarantee
agreement. Personal guarantee agreement, page 4. Page 4, section 2.01. Where it states payment and performance of obligations?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, what is your question, if I may ask?
In case of default, was the Section A, the donors hereby unconditionally, irrevocably, and absolutely agree with the bank and guarantee to the bank that in the event that the school fails to make prompt and full payment of all payment obligations, the donor shall make prompt and full payment of all payment obligations owed to the bank by the school up to the maximum amount. So are you saying that the donor,
we're
in case you default?
we're asking the donor to guarantee to the bank. I mean, it's made a pledge. It's made, some would argue, an oral contract with the school. We're asking that the person giving the pledge make a guarantee to the bank that they will make that payment.
The payment of 2.8, not yes. The whole?
Not the whole. No, they were willing to guarantee their own pledge, but not the pledges of others.
Okay.
You all?
Nothing. Okay.
You haven't answered because I want to know, was it any kind of, what's it going to be?
I'm sorry.
I want to know, was it going to be any kind of, actually, finances? So he answered that.
Okay, he answered that. Okay. And the loan agreement with Development Authority of Fairburn as lender, the document, and Landmark Christian School, Inc. as borrower. And this is a fuzzy area to me, so clarify this, you or Randy. Up at the top, it said this loan agreement dated as of March 1st, so we know that the dates have to change on all of these documents.
Yes.
It's made between the Development Authority of Fairburn, who is the issuer, a public body corporate. But when you go down to where it says witness and whereas, pursuant to and in accordance with provisions of the Development Authority law, and a couple sentences up under that, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. It states the issuer, which is the authority, proposes to borrow $6.750 from United Bank, and the bank being the bank bond holder, such loan to be evidenced by the issuer's Series 2020 bond authorized under the resolution. So explain that to me, because just explain that to me, because we're not responsible.
You have no obligation to repay ever a single cent in connection with this financing.
Correct.
In fact, under Georgia state law, you don't have the authority to guarantee the indebtedness on the part of a private corporation. And even though the school is a nonprofit, it's still under state law considered a private corporation. So you don't have the authority to enter into anything that would cause you to become obligated. It would be unenforceable against you. Now, these documents, you have the ability as a local form of government to borrow tax exempt. Mm-hmm. Landmark does not.
Right.
But Congress has allowed Landmark, any 501c3 nonprofit that meets certain criteria in terms of the benefit they provide, to borrow tax exempt. So you actually issue a note. You borrow from the bank. And then you turn around and act as lender and lend those very same dollars to Landmark. Landmark then promises the EDA that it will make payments. You make an assignment of their promise to the bank and you effectively disappear. That assignment, together with you acting as borrower and as lender, those three agreements, not one is in effect until all three are in effect, meaning there's not an instant in time when you are either our borrower or their lender. But by conduiting through the EDA, we access tax-exempt financing. All of that, sprinkled over all of that, is that you don't have the authority. It's like me selling you the Brooklyn Bridge. It's not mine to sell.
Correct.
And if you try to assert rights of ownership, you'll be disappointed greatly. I don't have the authority to sell that bridge, so I couldn't act in that capacity, and neither could you. So, and we're not asking you to. These documents do exactly what we said they've done, which is not to in any way make you responsible for even a single cent of the repayment of this loan. You're not even making any representations about whether or not it's a good idea for UCB to lend the money to the EDA. And you're not doing any of that. You're saying you guys came to us, you and the school came to us and asked to play this role so that this would become tax exempt.
Okay.
And it's another reason why it takes this much paper. It's unfortunate, but Congress, on one hand, wanted to support their community of nonprofits, but they didn't want to make it so easy that it became so popular that it became a large treasury loss to the IRS in terms of the interest it collects, taxes it collects on interest income.
Okay. And on page 18.
Of the loan agreement?
Yes, same document. Under 5.2, section 5.2.
Yes.
Subsection B. Borrower will also pay the reasonable expenses of issuer related to the project and incurred upon the request of the borrower. At the beginning of the resolution of inducement, we had approved a fee of $800. And on here it said expenses not to exceed $500. So
those are expenses.
Those are not fees.
Not fees. Okay.
Not fees.
Those are expenses. Like if you had to pay someone to copy and collate this document, you have an expense.
When you call it, when you advertise for the public hearing, there was a cost to publish that advertisement.
Okay, that's fine. And also same document, page 30.
With the same document, page 30. Mm-hmm.
Article 5.
I'm sorry, what section is that?
Section 10.2, subsection A.
Option to prepay prior to payment of bond?
Mm-hmm. Where it states the premises shall have been damaged or destroyed to such extent that it cannot be reasonably restored. I know that's a historic building. I don't know how old it is, but I know over 50 years old. So, can it be renovated within 6 months, as stated in your agreement here?
Randy, are you able to answer that? I mean, I could sit here and read this and then respond to you. I'm not mm-hmm. conversant enough.
You asking the question, can the building be...
Yeah, according to...
6 months?
Right. According to here, it states it cannot be...
Reasonably.
If the premises shall have been damaged or destroyed to such an extent that it cannot be reasonably restored within a period of 6 months to the condition thereof immediately preceding such damage. I guess what I'm trying to say is the building is old. We know that. And it's old. It has asbestos and everything. Have there been any type of assessment done, any type of environmental assessment done on that building?
All phase one assessments were completed last summer.
Uh-huh.
All asbestos has been abated.
Okay.
And all of that was done last summer.
What about soil?
Soil testing was done. It has cleared everything.
Okay. So my question was, with that, I know when you're doing assessment, property assessment, that can add more time and more money onto the cost. So if this, according to your bond, that is not, well, that you want from us $6.7 million, but a minimum of 11, I was just thinking, and then plus your donation of your $2.8 or $3 million, so will that will have a direct or indirect effect on the cost of this bond?
So if you're part of the $5 million issue last year
uh-huh.
was used to tear down the part that was too heavily damaged,
mm-hmm.
remove the asbestos, do all of the environmental testing. And so that was done last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were ready to come out of the ground starting in January with the
okay.
new construction. And so we're past the hurdle of the what's under the soil, what are the problems. You never know when there's a piece of stone mountain that has crept into your neighborhood. We have passed all those. So there should not be any obstacle short of rain, which we've had plenty of that, but there are no other obstacles that we're aware of that the environment or the facility could throw at us.
Okay. I know a lot of times that can delay your project, add money onto your project. So
our contractor felt like we were at a point, at this point of financing, that they were at a point that they had, could clearly see any possible obstacles except the weather.
Okay. And I think... And
right, so that would be, I interpret that as a tornado.
Yes.
That we are compelled to renovate, put the facility back together within a period of 6 months after significant damage, such as a tornado. So we would obviously have insurance in place to assist with that.
Okay. And the last set of questions. I think you answered that.
Can I piggyback on that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Anything that happens to this project after we approve it, right, is on United Bank, right? I mean, we're just, like you said, a conduit.
Yeah, you're not.
I mean, so we're in and out.
That's you don't exactly have any right. interest,
exactly right.
any interest
right.
as an EDA okay. to make sure the project, other than your interest as being a part of the community
right.
generally, but participating in this financing does not give you any responsibility whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, we're in it just to lower the interest rate.
That's it, and you're in it for an instant.
Right, and we have no liability whatsoever.
100% non-recourse, correct?
100% non-recourse, and you don't even make any representations.
Right.
Right.
And just as he mentioned a few minutes ago, it's legally impermissible for this board to agree to obligations of this nature. So you couldn't agree to it even if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you entered into a contract and you agreed to it, it would be illegal.
So if his cost overruns, you define it, sir. You got to write the bullet, right?
Well, somewhere between the borrower and the lender, we work this out.
Let's not say bullets.
Okay.
It's not going to be that bad.
Okay.
I've been dodging coronavirus bullets all day.
All right.
We are bullets. I
do have to say, Chair Appleby, I've done 300 of these over the past 30 years. And you have done such a thorough job in your review. I have not previously experienced this, and frankly, I'm enjoying this because I have driven 6 hours to go to a public hearing, and I have even gotten up to speed. I mean, there was no curiosity. They simply approved it, which
okay.
I'm not recommending at all. I'm congratulating you. Please proceed.
Okay. Well, last question on my part. Piggyback off of Mr. Wells,
mm-hmm.
on the resolution of the Development Authority, that document, page 6, third paragraph, where the issuer agrees to pay the bondholder, but only from amounts provided by the borrower, a late fee of any payment past due for 15. So we are not responsible, I understand, for this bond inducement. You know, we act as a conduit, but if there's any late payment from Landmark, are we responsible for that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because remember,
it's the way it's written in here.
That you're right, but you also assign that to us.
Okay.
That provision applies against us. You're no longer, we don't look to you to collect payments.
Okay, of any sort.
Of any
sort. Just looking at the verbiage.
Yeah, just looking at it, it mm-hmm. looks like we
and
are
that
responsible.
Contract, once it's written and it's signed, you know, well, this is what it meant. So we're just trying to make sure that we are covered as the city.
Correct.
You know, it can be said another way. It can be said that there isn't a circumstance
yeah.
that can evolve or occur
where
us or where the school would ever say to you,
mm-hmm.
geez, you didn't fulfill your responsibility. You have none.
You can kind of, if you want to, you can kind of compare it to the college campus. Right? There was an instant in time in which the development authority, in fact, the development authority owes the money on the college campus.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no money.
Correct.
So you instantly, at the time of issuing the bonds, you lease the whole facility to the city of Fairburn. And the city of Fairburn contractually obligated itself, mm-hmm. as it can, to pay all the money, all the debt service, that you owe as an authority for building the college campus.
But we are under the
city. So you are in and out.
But we are under the city. We're still part of the city.
Right.
Because I was there on that part. So we're still part of the city.
That's
very similar.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why when you read through these documents, you will see things like that. Because from the time the documents are written and validated in court, which is the next step that I take this process through, as soon as they're validated, this thing is over as far as you're concerned. You were taking on obligations that you're immediately assigning to someone else.
Yeah.
That's right. And by the way, none of those documents are in effect until all of them are.
Right.
Correct.
Which is to say another way, there wasn't an instant in time when you weren't our borrower, nor were you ever their lender. Because at the same time you signed those documents, you also assigned an assignment granting all of that responsibility to UCB, period.
Correct. It's just the way that the language is written in these documents
Well,
that I have.
I would have the same ones if I had read through this from your point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I had questions about.
Good questions. Mm-hmm. So be proud of you.
Yeah.
As our chairman.
Thank you.
Randy, you as the city attorney have read this, and you don't see any problems.
No, ma'am. I
have no issues. And it is your representation that this is a non-recourse loan.
It absolutely
has to fail.
It absolutely is a possibility.
But are you representing both Landmark and the City of Fairburn?
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I represent this board.
Okay. All right. Because I was at the City Council meeting when you was talking about the right-of-way that they wanted to have. And so I was just curiosity. Are you representing Landmark? Because you said you was being paid by Landmark.
No. I was being the Landmark. Landmark acquired two remnant pieces of right of way from the city. Right? They asked the city to transfer those over to the school. The city had no use for them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But they also agreed in the process that they would reimburse the city for any of the city's expenses in getting that transaction.
Okay. I was just curious about that.
So Landmark will be reimbursing the city for my fee to the city for taking care of those right-of-ways.
Okay, because
I could not.
I was wondering because I was like, whoa.
I could not take a fee directly from Landmark for doing that work. I could not do that.
Okay.
So that's how the arrangement came to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that because that was a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any more questions? Concerns? All right. So
non-recourse loan to us. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're relying also on city attorneys.
Okay. So we'll place a motion on the table to approve this bond inducement in the amount of $6,750,000.
I make a motion that we approve this resolution between Landmark and the Development Authority, Downtown Development Authority Board.
No, the
Development Authority Board for $11
million.
No,
$6 million, I'm sorry.
$6,750,000. Okay.
That's
it. All right. We have a motion placed on the table by Pastor Danita Jones. It was seconded by Rufus Well. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The motion carried. Randy, do we also talk about the cost of issuance cost?
Do we talk about it?
Yeah, do we approve that here? I mean, the fee that we charge.
Yeah, they were actually approved at the
which is that 1/4 of 1%.
Yes, that's right.
Now, since it went down a little bit from the amount, now it's $6.7 million instead of I think it was.
It says 6.9. It went down $150,000.
Yeah, right. So. For my calculation, it's $16,875.
Plus the application fee, administrative fee.
Plus the administrative fee of $800.
That's a little high. Mm-hmm.
That's my calculation. Okay, 1%. Come on, y'all help me.
Do we have to revisit it in March?
Yes.
It's the 16,000.
What is it, David?
The 16,875.
No, you're right.
Uh-huh. 16,875.
Yes.
Okay.
So, do
I have to write the fees?
Well, plus we approved administrative fees at the last meeting of $800.
Okay. And you also approved the bond fee.
Yeah, but it's a different amount.
Yeah, but you approved a percentage definition of that fee.
Right, the one
so you don't have to approve the exact amount. The fee is going
to be the
percentage that you approved applied to the actual issuance amount.
Okay.
So you don't have to.
So we don't have to do it.
Okay. That's fine. Well, all right. We have any more concerns or questions for Landmark, the reps?
I have one question.
Randy?
Yes, ma'am.
I think Molly is your name. Mm-hmm. Molly, you told me at the last meeting that you all was going to preserve something to keep it historic for the African-American school. What are y'all plans for that? It would be nice if you had something out there really to represent it. What do you want? What's your plan?
So we have a courtyard that's facing towards 92, if you can think of that. Not towards Clayton Street. Mm-hmm. There'll be a courtyard, and we are working on a fountain, and we're also working on some signage for the front of the building.
A fountain?
Yes, but
the facade is still there, right?
Okay. That. Yeah, but I'm saying something that represents, because that's the only thing that they, that community have that really keeps that historic alive. But a fountain, you know, when you say a fountain, you know, my mind went to the fountain that they couldn't drink out of. So, you know, maybe you need to think of something else.
Well, and I was continuing. Mm-hmm. We have several monument opportunities that we are working on that we are asking donors to purchase. Mm-hmm. One of them will be a recognition of the history of the school.
Okay.
I'd love to hear from you individually if you would like to be a part of it.
I think would
more than adequately, appropriately represent the historical piece.
I would love to. Okay.
That's great.
You have my number, right?
I do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I will reach out. We will talk about it.
Okay. Thanks.
And I want to thank everybody on behalf of Landmark. We so appreciate your support.
We support you and respect you all. Okay.
So, Randy, the dates on the documents would change, correct? Okay.
From that Sunday.
Also, is it possible, how many copies, original copies, will we get?
Of the loan documents?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's been the custom for those to come out on CD.
Uh-huh.
And you can drop them on a hard drive. Paper-wise, usually the EDA would get one copy. The school would get one copy, and the bank would get a copy, and bond council would keep a copy.
Okay. Is it possible if I like to keep an original copy of all of our bonds going forward with the clerk's office, because they are the holder, the keeper of the records for the city?
Well, you're going to get a paper copy, you know,
city,
that thick, that
original
signed, and then you can decide where you want to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Just as with the last deal, when when validation proceedings are over, the authority will receive a transcript of all the documents that were validated by the court. And that would include all the bond documents, all the financing agreements, everything. They'll come in here. I provided her with that from the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like for the original, one of the originals to go to the clerk's office, because customarily working in government, the clerk's office do hold or keep an original copy of all documents. So
this is actually an original copy of the documents that that the authority will keep.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, any other thing? Okay, all hearts and minds are clear. Do I have a motion to adjourn? All right.
Thank you.
The meeting adjourned at 7:06.
Madam Chair.